There's a Medrash cited in the Akedama Tein Yaakov. It's a question exactly where this came from. And Yaakov himself doesn't seem to have a source. Oft quoted, but the question exactly where the source came from. But the Medrash quote here does say as follows. It says that there was a machlokes as far as what would be called the pasuk, which is kolel, the majority of Kol Torah Kula. Meaning, what is the most all-encompassing pasuk we have? You had to pick one pasuk, which is the most all-encompassing pasuk, Kol Torah Kula, what would that be? Inside my memory, it's Sinu pasuk Kol Yisr, Hu Shema Yisrael, the most all-encompassing pasuk we have is Shema Yisrael. Shema Yisrael is the one pasuk that really covers it all, more than any other pasuk. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Lekeinu, Hashem Echad, that's the pasuk to go with. Bananas, I remember Sinu pasuk Kol Yisr, Vehu V'Haftarech Kamaycha, he says even more than that, according to the opinion of Bananas, the pasuk of V'Haftarech Kamaycha, that's the one to go with if you really want to sum it all up. Shimon ben Pazi, I remember Tzinu Pasuk Kol Yisr, a third opinion, but who? A Pasuk in this week's Pasha, as a Keves Echa Tas Vabaykev, as a Keves Echa Tas Vabaykev, the Pasuk in this week's Pasha, Karvan Tumid, you go ahead, bring one Keves in the morning, bring one Keves at night, that's the Pasuk that really hits it on the nail, that's the Pasuk that covers Kol Torah Kula. And it makes you stop and wonder, what exactly is going on here? We know you're not going to find all the mitzvahs alluded to, at least not clearly, in any one Pasuk. But we understand the very idea, the very basics, the Pasuk of Shema Yisrael, it's the linchpin of our Emunah, that's the basics that give us the whole guidance for our Emunah. So you say that's Kol in an approach to Yad. Shema Yisrael really is the main key part to approach, the first step, but that really sets you straight for the Kol Torah Kula. The next opinion, I was saying, Rehav Torecha Kamaycha, so okay, we have B'nam Lamakim on one hand, B'nam Lachaveir is the key to understand that we're all in this together, we're working towards, we're not random Yechidim, we're working as a cloud towards a common goal, and therefore I have to have a Havah to everyone else, we're all working together, we're a team working towards a very clear goal, and what the goal is, we work out the Pratim. Okay, that's also a good Pasuk. But when it comes to Sakev Sakatas Babaykar, Karban Tamid, why is that so instrumental? Why is that so instructive telling you what the Kol Torah Kula is? It seems to be a very specific halacha. You know, we've managed, for better or for worse, we managed in Golis many, many years. You know, we see very clearly the effects that people don't have the Shema Yisrael. We see very clearly the effects of somebody who doesn't have the Rehav Torecha Kamaycha. We don't really see so much people suffering from a lack of understanding of the Sekev Sechat HaSvavaker. Where does that come into play? How is that such an instructive pasuk? Like, the truth is, if you go a little further, you see that it actually does come up. In fact, we have Shavuot B'Tammuz before Tisha B'Av. Shavuot B'Tammuz marks all the events of Shavuot B'Tammuz. Maral speaks out, Barichas, all the events of Shavuot B'Tammuz mark the beginning of the end. All the things that happen in Tisha B'Av are the end of every process. The Churban happens at Tisha B'Av, and the precursor to the Churban is Shavuot B'Tammuz. What happened there? Batal HaTamid, we know the Ayvim used to send, they besieged Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim was encircled. They had no, the Karbanos seemed to have become totally batal. There were no animals left. And they would send over, Klai Yisrael would send over gold every single day and get back an animal to a Keves, two Kvasim, to be able to bring for Karbanos. When the enemies of Klai Yisrael figured out that this is the key to Klai Yisrael's success, they sent over a Chazer instead of sending over a Keves, and that day Yerushalayim shook, and that was the end. That was the beginning of the end. The Batal HaTamid of all the steps to the Churban HaBayis, many things happened. It went down slowly but surely, you know, went from being a full service of the Beis HaMikdash to really nothing at all. But the key step we pick on was Shavuot B'Tammuz, because on that day, Batal HaTamid, that was a step of the beginning of the end, the key beginning of the end. That was the point where the Churban HaBayis really was going into its final phase. So the Tamid plays that critical role. So what exactly is that role of the Tamid? So it seems to be as follows. It seems to be the idea is, a number of Mefarshim speak out in different Mahalchim of all basically the same type of idea. That Klai, so we know every carbon we have speaks about a certain topic. A Musaf is something bonus. It's a Hisafa. A carbon Musaf is something we bring extra because of Kedush Shayim. An oil has its role, a Chadas comes for a Chait. The nature of a carbon Tamid is exactly that. It's Tamid. It's something which comes consistently every single day. The nature of the carbon Tamid is such, it has to be the first carbon you bring. Nothing can come before it, and nothing can come after it. Generally, the general rule is no carbon can be brought after the carbon Tamid. It has to sandwich your day. You start with Tamid and you end with Tamid. The definition of Tamid is a Tamidius. The definition of the carbon is the fact that it's brought every single day. It's not a carbon that you happen to bring every day. The nature of the carbon is you have to have something in the base of Mikdash, which is a constant. A Yom Tov has the Yom Tov carbon. A Shabbos is Shabbos carbon. You want to bring a Chet, you have a Chet. You want to bring a carbon Chatas? Fine, that's a specific occasion. But the Beis Hamikdash is built on having a basis, of having a constant kesher to Kedusha. When a person wants to build something, so all the inspiration you have any moment, inspiration comes, and it's great. And you should harness Shabbos for all it's worth. Harness Yom Tov for all it's worth. Take every opportunity you have to go the distance. But the real kvias for a person to make it in life, the Beis Hamikdash to be a Makim Kaddish, has to be the small things, not a big thing. It's not a dramatic carbon, but the carbon you bring every single day. The idea is start and end with something kvias. Having that kvias, it was Kaveh Makim Kaddish. And the same thing with all the mitzvahs. When it comes to every mitzvah, the times people are necessary to help someone out, times necessary for this, necessary for that. But in a person's own ruchnius, what has to hold them together is always going to be, there has to be certain stable things in his life. It's a tamid. When you go ahead, you dedicate yourself, let's say in learning, someone one day sits down, today he has a lot of time, he learns for hours on end. It's not sustainable in the long term. But someone has a seder every single day, this is my seder and I won't violate it for anything. So that midus is what keeps the person going, and that is the linchpin for Kol Torah Kula.